Chapter 1. Summary. The novel opens in the distant future at the Central London Hatchery and Conditioning Center. This institution plays an essential role in the artificial reproduction and social conditioning of the world's population. As the chapter begins, the director of the center, the DHC, conducts a group of new students, as well as the reader, on a tour of the facility and its operations. A biological version of the assembly line with test tube births as the product. They begin at the fertilizing room, move on to the bottling room, the social predestination room, and the decanting room. Along the way, the DHC explains the basic operation of the plant. Bokanovsky's process, in which one fertilized egg produces from 8 to 96 buds that will grow into identical human beings. The conditioning that goes along with this process aims to make the people accept and even like their inescapable social destiny. That destiny occurs within a caste system, or social hierarchy, ranging from the handsome and intelligent alpha pluses down to the working drone epsilons. The chapter also introduces two workers at the center, Henry Foster, who will figure as a minor character in the story, and pneumatic Lenina Crown, a major character who will affect the destiny of the novel's protagonist. Commentary. In the reader's first glimpse of the dystopia, Huxley drives home the significance of his futuristic world with the motto, Community, Identity, Stability. All the technology, planning, and conditioning of this world state exists solely to support and maintain these ends. The Fordian world does not seem so menacing and sinister as Orwell's 1984, but the reader can see even in the first chapter that the cheeriness masks a dark reality. Personal identity, perhaps even humanity itself, is strangled by the demands of community and stability. On the tour, the DHC briskly explains the technology of fertilization, the most intimate human activity, as the carefully calculated sterile procedure to produce identical people. In a brilliant adaptation of Ford's assembly line, the Central London Hatchery turns out nearly interchangeable human beings who, like the DHC and Henry Foster,